Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today we come to Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 18 through 20. When he takes the throne of his kingdom, he is to write for himself on a scroll a copy of this law taken from that of the Levitical priests. It is to be with him, and he is to read it all the days of his life so that he may learn to revere the Lord his God and follow carefully all the words of this law and these decrees, and not consider himself better than his fellow Israelites and turn from the law to the right or to the left. Then he and his descendants will reign a long time over his kingdom in Israel. Today's passage provides instruction for the kings of Israel, and it applies to all Christian leaders. Whether you are the Old Testament king of Israel or leading in some capacity today, God's principles never change. So here are some of the principles we learn in this passage. First of all, we learn that the leader has to accept responsibility. The leader was to write for himself on a scroll a copy of the law. The act of writing it out was an act of personal responsibility and ownership. So there has to be responsibility. There also has to be devotion. The powerful position of a leader is always under the leadership of the Lord. Without continued awe and devotion to the Lord, the leader's life is out of order. So there's responsibility, devotion, and then thirdly, obedience. Reading the Word of God is not enough. The leader must carefully follow God's instruction. The leader must not turn from the law to the right or to the left. Responsibility, devotion, obedience, finally, humility. The leader is not to consider himself better than those he is leading. God's philosophy of servant leadership was clearly explained and powerfully exemplified by Jesus Christ. So how are you doing, Christian leader? These principles are challenging, aren't they? But at the end of the day, these are the areas in which we will be judged. Lord, leadership, whether at church or work or home, is a weighty responsibility. By your Holy Spirit who lives in us, give us the desire and determination to be the leaders that are led by you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.